problem with Quake Live is that it just makes you want to play more Quake Live. I feel like some chunk of my weekend, not a huge amount. I'll try and do some other stuff, but I need to get some more of that in. You're drunk. Fantastic. I mean, it is Friday, so that seems, sensible, permissible. Citrus soda and rum. That's probably okay. I don't know. I can't drink rum. The last time I drank rum in any sort of quantity, video cameras were present. Illustrating exactly why I kind of can't drink rum anymore. Ugh. Probably shouldn't have had that rock star during the show. It's a little too much. A little too much without enough food, and now you've got, you get that, energy drink on a empty stomach feeling of just, ugh. Sour stomach, no good. Pull over, take a nap. That'd be nice. Weird week. These 4-day weeks always fuck me up. It's hard to get stuff done sometimes. Front of me and then slow way down. That's a great move. I love it. Man, oh man, man. Sorry, it's just a sick case of the yawns. 50 nugs. 50 nugs is a lot of nugs. 20 nugs is a lot of nugs. It's more than you should eat. You can eat 20 chicken McNuggets. I've proven it. Many times. It just, that does not mean you should. Alright, no more trying to fucking spin Pocus stops in traffic. It seems so broken. Which I guess, you know, whatever. It's launch when people are gonna be all fucking deep into that thing. The version that's out now is slightly different than the one I played last week, week before, whatever it was. But the changes between the version I played before and this one don't actually... Six in there like, oh my goodness. I just did that for the headline. I don't know. It's not, they're not meaningful changes. Like, it's still... Yeah. is just as pointless as it was before.
Oh, yeah. titties on her face. Titties on her face, too. Like, get this going.
You're gonna say who you're fooling or you assuming you could just come and hang with the homies, but your love for realness ain't the same. Circus acts only attract those that entertain. Small talk, we know that it's all talk. We live in the living factory every time they mention your name. Asking where the hoes at to impress me. Asking where the money bags to impress me. Say you got the burning stash to impress me. It's all in your head, homie. Asking where the plug at to impress me. Ask where the jug at to impress me. Ask where it's at, only upsets me. You sound like the feds on me. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta lie, you ain't gotta lie. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta try so hard. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta lie, you ain't gotta lie. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta try so hard. The world don't respect you and the culture don't accept you. What you think is all love, and the girls gon' neglect you once your marriage is done. Reputation can't protect you if you never had one. Jealousy, conflict, emotional conflict, self-pity, complex, under oath, conflict. The loudest one in the room, nigga, that's a complex. Let me put it back in proper context. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta lie, you ain't gotta lie. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta try so hard. Kick in my neck. You ain't gotta lie. You ain't gotta lie. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta try so hard. Ask where the hoes at to impress me. Ask where the money bags to impress me. Say you got the burning stash to impress me. It's all in your head, homie. Ask where the plug at to impress me. Ask where the jug at to impress me. Ask where it's at only upsets me. You sound like the feds on me. What do you got to offer? Tell me before we off here. Put you deep in the coffin. Been allergic to talking. Been aversion to pushing. And sell a dream in the auction. Tell me just who your boss is. Niggas be full gazing. Bitches be full gazing. This is for full gazing. Niggas and bitches who make habitual lying babies. Bless them little hearts. You can never persuade me. You can never relate me. To him, to her, or that, to them, or you. The truth, you love, to bend, in the back, in the bed. That's your wall, on the couch, in the mouth, I be out, really don't. So now rich niggas got no money, and now broke niggas got no money. The irony behind it is so funny, and I seen it all this past year. Pass on some advice we fell. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta lie, you ain't gotta lie. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta try so hard. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. You ain't gotta lie, you ain't gotta lie. You ain't gotta lie to kick in my neck. Thank you.
is George.
Here's what I love about our parents.
Fucking suck. Leaving room for you to merge in. Seems on the radio, really.
Drinking all over me. Pony makes me. Yeah, I'ma take a ride in. Pony bitches. When hungry, I fill up my tummy. We be rich. Yeah. I don't serve you. I'm
Fast lane doing like 30. Well, you got cars coming at you going way fucking faster than that. Shit. Yeah, get off the road. Yeah, fucking get off the fuck off the road. God damn. Man.
Flower gardening is what my wife's into, so we're just kind of all about being outdoors.
Okay, so let's talk about this summer and into the fall. What's going on?
Well, I'm
going
to be up August 20th at the last running of the Northland Downs. They asked me to come up and play there, so I'm very excited about that. August 21st, we'll take off to Medicine Hat to do a show. The band's going to come up for Nashville, and we'll go rock it and have a good time there. Other than that, one other show we're going to be doing out in Ontario in September for the Magna Hoedown, and that's going to be a great thing, raising local funds for local charities. And just doing a lot of writing, trying to be a dad, be around right now, and I'm really enjoying that.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It was a real pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Dan, back to you.
Roving Microphone with Kim Chernier, presented by the Chuckwagon Radio Network. Did you know that these broadcasts would not be on the air without the support of our longtime sponsors? You too can promote your company on the Chuckwagon Radio Network. Visit ChuckwagonRadioNetwork.com and contact us today for more information. One of our new sponsors this year is a place that I work, and I'm proud to say so, is Travelland RV in Airdrie. They came on board here, and they sponsor our broadcast booth, the Travelland RV broadcast booth, the Eye in the Sky. And I want to say hi to all of the good folk over there at Travelland RV in Airdrie. They're just on the east side of the main highway. As you go through Airdrie, you can see the big red sign that says Travelland RV just off of Yankee Valley Boulevard. You'll see us there, and make sure that you drop on in and pick up the RV of your choice. They deal only in the Jayco product, and Jayco's feature the 2-year warranty, and they give you the best of performance and the best value for your dollar. Okay, we've got Norm Braybrook. Norm, we're waiting times.
You don't sound like you believe that, sir.
We'll run heat number 4 momentarily. I see that they've harrowed the track. The Outriders are back in the chute area just underneath the rodeo grandstand. And we should have the wagons out under the track. And I see that we have a wagon coming out right now. That's Chad Harden. So heat number 3 and number 4 coming up in just a moment. Times for heat number 3 in the immediate area following heat number 4. Now, we just received a score from the football game, and Tim Khalil says this time it is for real. It was an overtime tie. That's a rarity of football, and even a rarity in the Canadian Football League with high scoring, but it was 26-26. Ottawa Redblacks and Calgary Stampeders tying in overtime, 26-26. And Tim, he assures me that this is indeed.
I was taping that. Thanks for ruining
score.
It. Come on.
Okay, let's make it official, guys, as they come out onto the track. As we announce them, here's John Kennedy and Russ Beek with the wagons in heat number 4.
Okay, heat 4, barrel 1 is Jens Vegan, and he's driving for National Motor Coach. Off to is Kirk Sutherland for Ghostbine Environmental.
On barrel three, to Ricky Fraser, and he's driving for Knoxville's Tavern.
Off barrel number four in heat four is the former Stampede champion, Chad Harton. He's got the Extreme Oil Field Services outfit. And heat number four is presented by the Mavericks Chuck Wagon team, proudly supporting Rick Fraser and Lane Bremner at this year's Calgary Stampede. Visit MavericksChuckWagon.ca.
And as you were saying, Russ, the former Calgary Stampede Chuck Wagon champion, is Chad Harton. Do you remember the year that he won it? And I'll tell you what, this is how quickly time does fly, as we said at the outset.
I think it was nine.
It was 2009, and it seems like just yesterday, because Chad had worked so hard to get into Calgary, and then he won it, and, you know, it was a surprise to some, but not a surprise to Chad, because he knew what he'd done, and, yeah, 2009, we're looking at 7 years ago. Wow.
It was because Mark Sutherland took a penalty that he won. Mark was first in the wire, but he had taken a penalty for advancing ahead of the barrel when they got the horn. And I'll always remember, because there's a little rivalry here between North and South, always in the wagon racing, I can always remember Chad saying that it's never a bad thing when you knock off a Sutherland to win the Stampede.
Well, you know, and for Mark, you know, that was the closest he ever came to winning the Calgary Stampede. His dad has won it 12 times.
Yeah.
Mark came so close that year, and what had happened was, I think he slipped out of his wagon box. The horses started just a little bit ahead. He was assessed a one-second penalty, yeah, in Chuck Wagon Racing, a hundredth of a second.
That's just enough to lose it. That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so here we go with heat number four. We've lined them up for you. They're lining up in their respective barrel positions. Chad Harden off of barrel four. 3, 2, and 1 are next to go, and we get them all set ready as they are now. Here's Les McIntyre.
The charge is a quick one right across the board. Kirk Sutherland quick on that number two barrel, but Ghost Pine Environmentally spooks him out there. And it is Rick Fraser at the Knoxville Tavern right alongside. Now look at this. Captain Kirk is going to the rail. Everybody else must trail. He and Rick Fraser side by each. Rain to rain like a runaway train. They fly into that second turn. Now Chad Spigen. Up just to think Chad Harden by a full horse, a wagon length, that is, and a more. He's opening him up. Chad Harden now takes Extreme Oil Field.
He's opening him up. Oh, God.
On the front end, Kirk Sutherland has the rail. He's ahead. Red-shirted outliners there in the middle of the pack. And now he's taking Ghost Pine Environmental and Kirk turn to be first into that fourth turn with Rick Fraser. Knoxville's Tavern knocking on the door of Kirk Sutherland as they point himself bound and down to the wire. Here comes Captain Kirk. Beat me up, Scotty. I've done seen
good,
enough.
Good, good.
Rick Fraser
nice.
Posting a challenge too little, too late at the wire. It's Kirk Sutherland and Ghost Pine. Knoxville with Rick Fraser. Chad Spigen at National Motor Coach with the Grand Tour and Extreme Oil Field. Chad Harden rolls in to be fourth. In another exciting heat, number four.
Very good heat, number four. And, you know, I guess the sentimental favorite, John Kennedy, you can agree with me, I'm sure, on this, would be Kirk Sutherland. We watched Brother Kelly win 12. Kirk, would be nice to see him win.
He had a great start there. It was a good race, and it's about 2 seconds quicker than the first three heats, according to that unofficial scoreboard. So
it says 112 and 43, but again, as you said, John, unofficial.
It's unofficial. It's a very good heat. Unfortunately, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. The two guys up front are kind of about random for the most part. Chad and Chance had to go hard just to kind of keep up at the end.
Yeah, that raised the bar a little or brought it down if you're talking about best times. That was quick for sure. Kirk burst off that number two barrel. He had a great run here last year, as I recall, for a time until the penalties attacked him, and they really hit him hard
when they did.
Well, he's been around for a long, long time, as long as Brother Kelly, and, you know, he's the older brother. He hasn't won a Calgary Stampede Championship yet, although he's younger. That's right, he is younger. That's what I was, my mistake, he's younger. He hasn't won a Calgary Stampede yet, Norm Braybrook, but maybe this might be his year.
Well, it very well could be. There's a lot of really good wagons here, so we're cut up for him for sure.
Speaking of Kelly, he's coming up in a later heat, but Kelly, I think this is his last year because does he get one more year after this? He's 64 then, is he?
Yeah, but you can't race when you're 65, just not after 65.
After 65, okay. You have time for heat number three.
Wrangler official jeans and shirts of the Calgary Stampede, heat three. Evan Sullivan wins the heat with a 1:14 and 17. 1:14, 1:17. Evan Solomon. Second is Dallas Dick with a 14 and 33 with 1-1-4-3-3 Dallas Dick. Roger Moore was third with 114 and 92. 1-1-4-9-2 for Roger Moore. DJ Carey was fourth. He had a running time of 1:13 and 81. Picks up 6 seconds in penalties. 5 seconds, wagon knocking over a barrel. 1 second for outrider interference. Brings him to 1:19 and 81. 1:19.81. BJ Carey, gate number 3-4, Wrangler.
Yeah, BJ is going to be set back, and it's going to be tough to make up those penalty seconds. Special thanks to Ralph's Motorsports for supplying the Truck Wagon Radio Network.
Come on, BJ, you got to fucking ride clear.
2016 Arctic Cat Prowler to use as transportation around this year's Calgary Stampede.
Start calling that guy Dirty BJ. Filthy ride.
Or visit www.ralphsmotorsports.com. They're in Airdrie, and they've been with us for the past number of years through the courtesy of Norm Braybrook. Okay, we're going to take a break here, guys. A short one it will be, because we're going to come right back with heat number 5 right after this on the Truck Wagon Radio Network.
I'm a trader, so I spend hours and hours every day sitting in my chair staring at my computer. And the reality is, by the end of the day, I'm pretty much shot. I mean, my back is killing me. My energy is gone. It's hard for me to concentrate. But then I got this X chair, and the difference has been nothing short of amazing. At the end of the day now, instead of feeling, you know, spent, I've got energy. I can still be concentrating. I mean, seriously, I look forward to coming into my office now thanks to my X chair. The X chair is really, really cool to look at, and everybody in my office wants one. They don't want to trade in their old chairs for this. I never thought a chair would have made that kind of a difference in terms of just how you feel. But now that I've used the X chair, honest to goodness, I will never go back. With 21st century design, X chair is a symbol of where you're at and where you're going. Save $100 off your order by going to tryxchair.com now. That's try the letter X chair.com. Or call us toll free at 844-4X-CHAIR. This is not your grandfather's office chair. Feel better, get more done, and save $100. Go to tryxchair.com now or call 844-4X-CHAIR. Hefty. A great Western tradition, the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby, live on the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Miss the Calgary Stampede again.
The Travelland RV Supercenter Eye in the Sky Rodeo Country
Radio. Maybe next year.
Presents Strathmore Stampede Radio, your go to source for Stampede and Heritage Days event info and great country music. Visit RodeoCountryRadio.com. That's RodeoCountryRadio.com. We invite you to listen nightly for the Fortis Alberta wrap-up report with Norm Braybrook. Fortis Alberta delivering electricity to more than 500,000 homes, farms, and businesses across Alberta. Their promise is your power. Thanks for listening to the Truck Wagon Radio Network. And I see, fellas, they're out onto the track as they've harrowed and re-chalked out onto the track for heat number 5. Gentlemen, it's your turn.
Okay, heat 5. Barrel number 1 is Doug Irving. He's driving for a longtime sponsor, B&R Eccles Transport.
Off 2 barrel, and this one, Mike Began, a veteran from Grand Prairie, driving for Bearspaw First Nation.
And barrel number 3 is Troy Dorchester, driving for CarStar Canada.
Off 4, Kelly Sutherland, the aforementioned 12-time champion of this Calgary Stampede, and the world championship for that matter. Kelly driving for Tervita off the 4 barrel. And heat number 5 is brought to us by Stormfront Promotions, celebrating 16 years and official outfitter of the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Okay, thanks, fellas. Great job in lining them up for us. And now it's their turn to line themselves up as we get ready for heat number 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That's how they always line up. So it's always the wagon number 4 in his barrel position, and then 3, 2, and 1. The horses and the drivers have to be set and ready before we hear the horn, which we'll do now. They are ready.
The horn and the charge is underway. Mike Began, Bearspaw First Nations from that 2 barrel, comes out alongside of Doug Irvine. Look at Kelly Sutherland from the outside. And Troy Dorchester up the middle. 4 wagons all across the track as they streak into that first turn, but it's Doug Irvine, the story from the quarry. He gets out there with B&R Eccles Transportation.
Wonder how much it costs to sponsor Chuck Wagon for a season.
He's moving his rig tight to that rail. He leads the backstretch.
It's all these local businesses. It can't be that much.
Mike Began digging in for a win. He's coming right alongside of Doug Irvine, and then it's Troy Dorchester and CarStar Canada to the outside of him. Kelly Sutherland is facing a wall of wagons. All dressed up, no place to go. He can't get by any of them. Tervita and Kelly Sutherland in unusual ground is trailing in behind the pack. Here comes Doug Irvine. B&R Eccles, 51 years committed to excellence. Doug Irvine committed to speed with his good-looking thoroughbreds. And here comes Mike Beacon from the outside. Troy Dorchester from the far outside. Doug Irvine will hang on to the victory by a horse length. Troy Dorchester with Carstar, Mike Beacon and Bears Paw First Nations, and Kelly Sutherland splits the difference in the closing fourth with Termina.
There you have it, heat number four, guys. Let's talk about, or heat number five, excuse me. Number four, we'll have times from momentarily. But heat number five, guys, Kelly Sutherland was in that heat. Another guy I'd love to see win a Calgary Stampede for the first time ever is the longtime driver is Mike Beacon, Russ.
Oh, yeah, and Doug Irvine, too. Doug
had a great start
off the one barrel for B&R Eccles. And Doug's having a pretty good start to this season. He's coming off a win out at Medicine Hat. And to win Medicine Hat, he knocked off Kurt Bensmiller and Jason Glass. So that was a pretty big win for him.
Yeah, you're looking at some pretty big names. You're looking at champions in the past and maybe a repeat champion in Kurt Bensmiller. What's happening over on your end there, John? What did you see in that one?
I thought there was a heck of a race. Kelly had a really good start off before. He tried to get the lead, but the other three guys were inside him. He had nowhere to go. He had to go four wide until he got to the backstretch. He's able to pull down. Interesting, a longtime friend and judging colleague Dave Brooks is driving in Doug Irvine's wagon tonight.
You know, it's always nice to make it to the Calgary Stampede, guys, not only because of the prestige, but because of the prize money that you can win here. It gives you that extra little incentive to run down the road and that extra little paycheck to run down the road. These wagons, now they're on circuits, WPCA and Canadian Pros, the CPCA. It costs a whole lot of money, and Norm Brainbrook can attest to this. It costs a whole lot of money just to, you know, run a rig down the road, let alone with all of your crews and, you know, the things that you have to go through, Norm. It's probably, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to make a circuit for 3 months out of the year when you consider you have to have your gas and, you know, your truck, et cetera. You know, all of your laundry bills, your food bills, you have to pay staff, horses have to be fed. It does run into a lot of money, and a lot of money can be won here at the Calgary Stampede if you do it right.
Well, you know, you're right. You can't make it too many years without coming to this show here. I mean, some of the guys have figured it out. It's roughly about $100,000 just to go down the road. That's, you know, just ready to go to pay all that help. And without the Calgary Stampede, with the good TARP money and the good prize money, she makes it for a pretty long year for some of the boys.
It does. And, you know, that's why it's always nice to see. You know, you got repeat champions. Kelly's been a 12-time champion. Nice to see these guys run for day money. You know, day money pays pretty doggone good. Even if you finish last each night, you're going to win a couple of, almost a couple of grand. I think it's $1,900. And you add that up over 10 days, so you can win $19,000 to $20,000. But you want to win more. The more you can win, the better you're going to run down the road.
Well, you know, like the bottom guy in the sale was around $45,000. And if you win another $20,000 here, or just under $19,000, I guess, is, you know, that's $60,000. You're just about there. The rest of the tour should make up your $100,000. You didn't make a great amount of money. It's not $100,000. Sounds like a lot, but there's a lot invested to get there.
Well, you know, we didn't even talk about the wagons themselves and the upkeep on these things. Yeah, they may be, you know, just chuck wagons, but they are technologically improved every year, and they don't come easily either.
Okay, cyber wagons
for heat number four.
Okay, heat number four for Wrangler. Kurt Sutherland wins the heat with 1, 12, and 24. 1, 2, 2, 4, Kurt Sutherland. Second place goes to Rick Fraser with a 1, 12, and 54. 1, 2, 5, 4, Rick Fraser. Third place is Chance Beacon, 1, 13, and 42. 1, 3, 4, 2, Chance Beacon. Fourth is Chad Harden with a 1, 14, and 40. 1-1-4-4-0, Chad Harden. Heat number four for Wrangler.
We invite you to listen nightly for the Fortis Alberta wrap-up report with same Norm Braybrook. Fortis Alberta delivering electricity to more than 500,000 homes, farms, and businesses all across this great province. Their promise is your power. And thanks for listening to the Chuck Wagon Radio Network. We'll be back with heat number six right after this on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
The biggest selling solo in history is coming to Sirius XM.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks.
Here comes something new.
It's music.
It's stories. It's channel.
Yeah, we're two of our kind.
All Garth records, songs for some friends, and some of my heroes. I'm ready for this.
I'm ready to have my own satellite radio channel. the Garth Channel.
Do you have any cool mission music?
Oh.
Because I am on a mission. I need to find out for sure if I have enough life insurance to help protect my family. And when it comes to life insurance, I don't know what I don't know. You know?
If something big is happening in your life, like marriage, a growing family, buying a home, or planning to retire, visit AmicaLifeLessons.com. Learn about the times when life insurance matters most and use our needs calculator to find out how much is right for you. That's AmicaLifeLessons.com from Amica Life.
We're proud to present this evening's broadcast of the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby on the Chuckwagon Radio Network. The Tsuut'ina Nation is pleased to present Century of Nations, a look at Native involvement at the Calgary Exhibition and Stampede.
Tsuut'ina Nation made history in 1928 when band member Dave Crowchild became the first of the five nations in Treaty 7 to run in the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby, and the first Aboriginal chuckwagon driver as well. In 1983, after attending Dr. Doyle Mullaney's outriding school on the Tsuut'ina Nation, 22-year-old Daryl Crowchild, along with fellow Tsuut'ina band members Sherman Manymoons, Jim Starlight, and Jim Manymoons, all took out outriding memberships in the World Professional Chuckwagon Association, each one with hopes of becoming a third-generation chuckwagon competitor from the Tsuut'ina Nation. When Crowchild made his debut ride that spring at the Grand Prairie Stampede, he became a third-generation chuckwagon competitor and the first from the Tsuut'ina Nation in nearly 30 years. Ironically, Crowchild's debut ride was behind that of chuckwagon legend Orville Strandquist. According to the late Bedford Littleite, it was important for these new Indian outriders to ride for someone like Orville Strandquist because he competed with their forefathers back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s and could relate many a story from that era. Daryl Crowchild finished off the 1983 season in 14th place in the world standings and received the WPCA's Top Rookie Outrider Award. The following year, Crowchild shared in the 1984 Pinoca Stampede Championship when he rode on the final night behind eventual champion Kelly Sutherland and placed 11th in the world outriding standings, his last season competing as an outrider.
Century of Nations is presented by the Tsuut'ina Nation, proudly celebrating over a century of involvement in the Calgary Exhibition and Stampede.
Welcome back to the Travel and RV Supercenter. I am the Sky of the 2016 Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby. Tonight's Calgary Stampede Chuckwagon Radio Network broadcasts are presented by these broadcast partners. Stormfront Promotions, celebrating 16 years of taking your promotional world by storm. You can visit stormfrontpromo.com. The Maverick Chuckwagon Team, proudly supporting drivers Rick Fraser and Lane Brenner. Visit maverickschuckwagon.ca. And, of course, Travelland RV Supercenter. From tent and travel trailers to fifth wheels and motorhomes, Travelland has it all. Visit them in Airdrie, or you can go to travellandrv.ca. While they're harrowing the track, guys, this was heat number 7 coming up here. We should have some pretty decent racing coming up. We've got some times that are gradually going a little bit lower each heat, Russ, and I think Norm and John over in our left, our broadcast booth mentioned that earlier, that we will see times progressively get faster.
Yeah, when John was talking about the times coming down like a couple of seconds in heat number 4, he was pretty close. Kirk Sutherland won 12 and 24. That came down from the previous best by almost a couple of seconds. And this was a quick heat in 5, too, I think.
Absolutely. Well, we've had great weather so far. I mean, we're just in day number 1, but it's nice to see a great start to Calgary Stampede. I don't know whether it's my imagination or not, but coming from the parking lot today through the midway and, the food courts, et cetera, I think this is one of the bigger crowds they've had in a long, long time. Maybe it's just my imagination or I won't.
What?
It's a boot today than it has the previous year, so I think maybe we're going to see a pretty good attendance rate today.
That dude just started swearing up a storm.
Yeah, he's slowing down, as you said. There's no doubt about that.
That's true. I'm not any faster, that's for sure.
But, you know, it's when you consider the dollar difference, I think a lot of people are doing the staycation thing and staying home, Canadians, and at the same time, it's a good bargain for Americans who have heard a lot about the Stampede and want to come up and see it if they haven't before.
Fuck yes!
I'm not sure what the long-term projections are for attendance, but I know it was off a little bit, but not bad. In the
the weeks leading up to the stampede, they were hoping for good weather, and that will make a big difference to their walk-up.
Well, we always get a lot of Americans up here, Russ, and for obvious reasons, now that our dollar is a little bit lower and theirs is a little bit higher, why not come up here to the Calgary Stampede?
Why not?
Put it off before. This is the perfect year to do so. For Calgarians and Albertans, I mean, as a whole, why travel anywhere else?
It's happening right now, here? Though. Like,
you got
the,
the greatest outdoor show on earth. They don't use that term lightly. I'm sure that there's not very much that compares to this for excitement and, you know, just the...
Like, just book a ticket. Like, all right, fuck it. Tomorrow, going to Calgary.
So you do the tour. It's perfect.
Norm Braybrook, what have you observed so far? I know you you like to chat every once in a while, and Ralph's Motorsports is something you like to talk about because Ralph has been a longtime supporter and a friend of yours. I mentioned a little bit earlier that Ralph's Motorsports supplies us with a little... A little transportation.
A little nose candy. Ralph Motorsports shows up with an eight ball for the announce booth every night.
At Ralph Motorsports in Balzac, in a brand new showroom. Beautiful, beautiful facility there. We thank Ralph so much for the use of that brand new Prowler Arctic Cat. It's just being a godsend for us to get around the park and bring our equipment around. It's just awesome.
Well, as we said, we're getting older, so we used to be able to walk. We could run over to the barns. We could do anything. Now we need transportation. So thanks to Ralph.
Big thanks to Ralph. And just another point I want to point out here, that the Outrider finishing line is now at 200 feet at the Calgary Stampede.
As opposed to what it was before, which
was? It was 150 feet. So right. They give an extra 50 feet. And, you know, I'm not totally sure that we're going to see a whole lot faster what you see in Kirk Sutherland tonight. You know, I think they got the track. It's very horse friendly now, and I think we might have peaked on the times. We yet to see.
Well, we'll see, and you know, they are progressively going down as each heat continues tonight, Russ and John, as we've seen that. Let's find out what happens in this next heat. It's time for you guys to line them up as they make their way out into the barrel positions and make their practice turns, guys.
Okay, it's heat number 6, not 7, as Dan indicated.
Excuse
a few minutes ago.
You're right.
On barrel 1, it's Jamie Labuschagne, and he's driving for Rogers Enterprise Business Unit.
Off the 2 barrel, and heat number 6, it's the Chief Ray Mitzwing. He's talking about packing it after the Calgary Stampede. Man, oh man, he's been at this game for so many years. He drives for West Industrial Limited.
Okay, on the 3 barrel, one of the young guns from the CPCA, Chance Benzmiller. He's driving for Western RV and Country 105.
And watch this outfit, lots of speed here off the 4 barrel. And heat 6, Chris Smalley, number 1 in the Canadian Pro Chuck Wagon Association season standings as they come into the Stampede and break in Calgary. Chris Smalley, driving for visitlethbridge.com. It's seat number 6, presented by Ralph's Motorsports. Your motorsports experts since 1970 are now bigger and better than ever in Balzac, just 5 minutes north of Calgary in their new showroom. Your motorsports experts since 1970.
I want to say a special hello and thank you for listening out on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network to Didsbury and Dale and Karen Hunter and their gang. They often sit in the backyard, listen to Chuck Wagon races, particularly the Calgary Stampede. They're listening probably right now on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network on AM 700.
Maybe they're doing anything else.
So to Dale and Karen and all of their gathered throng, thanks for tuning in, guys. Here's heat 6.
There's a horn and the charge is underway. Ray Mitzwing quick on that number 2 barrel with West Industrial, and he gets out right alongside of Jamie Labuschagne. Rogers Enterprise, and an enterprising young driver, takes the rail away from the wily old veteran Ray Mitzwing and tucked in behind him is young Chance Benzmiller. Western RV and Country 105 Radio. There, the trailer now is Chris Smalley. Visit Lethbridge.com and that good-looking Bay team digging in. But watch these two guys on the front end. Ray Mitzwing, West Industrial, he's in the middle of the track, midway down the backstretch. He's got a half a wagon length lead over Jamie Labuschagne and Rogers Enterprise. Jamie is son of the great Brian Labuschagne, a legend in our game, and he's about to challenge Ray Mitzwing. Now the backfield is in motion. Here comes Chance Benzmiller. Here comes Chris Smalley. But around the fourth and final turn, headed for the wire, comes Jamie Labuschagne to the inside. Ray Mitzwing taking a charge on the outside, gathering speed, and now Jamie Labuschagne answers the call at the wire. It'll be Ray Mintzling by a nose. Jamie Labuschagne just behind him. Chris Holly made it in for third, and Chance Benzmiller, Western Army, rolls in to be fourth in an exciting heat number six.
That was indeed heat number six. Thank you, John, for pointing that out. And not, as I had mentioned earlier, heat number seven, so heat number six. Now, Russ, you talked briefly about Ray Mintzing maybe packing it in. I'll tell you what, maybe Ray might have second thoughts if he can keep this up for, 8 days to get into a semifinal and possibly a final. He had pretty good heat there. I see 1:12:17 unofficial time for Ray.
Yeah, good race for those two drivers from the Canadian Pro Truck Wagon Association, Ray Mintzing and Jamie Labuschagne. They were nose-to-nose coming down the lane. And after I talked up Chris Molly off the number four barrel, his team went north for a while as they tried to go around that top number four barrel, and they didn't come back until they put them well behind the other three.
Yeah, he had, I don't know what happened there. They just didn't want to turn right when he wanted to go right, and they just kept going straight on him.
That happens, and it's going to happen again and again and again. No race is perfect, and no driver or team is perfect. You just try and get through as many as you can, Russ, without too many mistakes. Those penalties sure can cost you, as we found out a little bit earlier today. B.J. Carey, I think, had 6 seconds in penalties with a crunch barrel laid out rider. Cost you real quick.
But you know, as I think we mentioned earlier, if you're going to make that big mistake, do it early.
Yep.
As I recall last year, Jason Glass took the barrel penalty 5 seconds early on, came all the way back to scramble into the semifinal round, as I recall. So it can be done, but you've got to run fast and clean the rest of the distance if you make that mistake on opening night or second night, for that matter.
If you do it on night number one, Russ, you're right. You better run the next seven real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, Norm Raybrook, speaking of quick times, I think we have some pretty good times in a previous heat.
Wrangler official jeans and shirts of the Calgary Stampede.
Official jeans and shirts.
Winning heat number five was Doug Irvine with 1:13:70. 1:13:70, Doug Irvine. Second place went to Troy Dorchester with 1:14:01. 1:14:01, Troy Dorchester. Third is Mike Beegan with 1:14:14. 1:14:14, Mike Beegan. And rounding out the fourth place is Kelly Sutherland, 1:14:62. 1:14:62, Kelly Sutherland, heat number five for Wrangler.
Thank you, Norm. We're going to keep you on the ball here in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to get you to run down possibly the top five times of the day so far. We can tabulate those from the heats that we have. We'll find out what times are and who's sitting in what positions.
What are times? What times
we have times for.
What are those?
This is the Truck Wagon Radio Network.
Numbers,
we welcome all of our broadcast affiliates, including Sirius XM Rural Radio, Channel 147, AM 700 The Light, Country 99 Bonneville, and listening online at truckwagonradionetwork.com. And you can join the WCPA for the best truck wagon racing action with tour stops coming up next in Bonneville, then to Strathmore, Dawson Creek, and the finals in Rocky Mountain House. There's something for everyone. You can visit WPCA.com today.
Something for everyone, WPCA, but that something is always Chuck Wagon Races.
Of the Truck Wagon
Chuck Wagon Races
Network.
Are for everyone.
MLB Network Radio takes you to All-Star Week in San Diego, Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. The stars of tomorrow shine at the SiriusXM All-Star Futures Game.
2-1 roof double for Manny Machado.
Interviews with baseball's best.
Out Mike Trout, Jose Altuve.
The Home Run Derby and the 87th All-Star Game. Coverage begins tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. Live from FanFest. MLB Network Radio and the All-Stars. Sirius 209 XM 89. And listen when you get out of your car on your phone with the SiriusXM app.
Hard work. It's not just about paying the bills. It's about pride. Whether you swing a hammer all day, get your hands dirty under the hood, or you serve food to the place with, well, character. You're the backbone of this country. Sometimes backbones hurt. Your back aches every time you move, and when you're in pain, you get aspirin-free back aid. Back aid gives you effective, long-lasting pain relief. When the backbone of America deserves pain relief, get back aid. Find back aid in the pain relief aisle.
Use as directed. Sam app.
A great Western tradition. The Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby. Live on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
You're listening to the Chuck Wagon Radio Network. I'm Dan Butler along with Russ Peek. We've also got John Kennedy, Norm Braybrook, and Tim Khalil, our executive producer in the broadcast booth. We're in the Travelland RV High in the sky at Stampede Park. We're on the west side, high above it all, looking down on the action into the rodeo infield. And I see the action is just about to start for the next heat that's upcoming. This will be heat number 7, and we have them lined up as they're out onto the track right now, making their way into their barrel positions. Let's find out who they are. And here's the who's who in the broadcast booth, John and Russ.
Okay, on barrel number 1 is John Walters, and he's driving for the Brakeman Foundation.
Off the 2 barrel, Logan Gorst. He's number 9 in the World Pro Chuck Wagon standings coming into the Stampede, and his sponsor in this one is RP's Industries Limited.
On barrel 3, Cody McCura, and he's driving for ION United.
Off the 4 barrel, for the Cowboys Young Guns is Aubrey Montewillo. And if you're looking for a so-called dark horse, here's a guy that can lay down some quick runs. Aubrey Montewillo off the 4 barrel in heat number 7 for the Satina Nation, the home of sports and entertainment in Calgary and area, and proud supporter of the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby.
Here we go. This is heat number 7. Here's Les McIntyre with the call of it all.
There's a horn and the charge is underway. Aubrey Montewillo quick on that number 4 barrel from the outside. The Cowboys Young Guns fires and he is southbound and out of town. John Walters, Cowboy John, however, has that rail with the Brakeman Foundation. And he's challenged by Logan Gorst and RP's Industries. And now it's a chuck wagon tsunami as they roll around the corner with Aubrey Montewillo. 3 wide to the outside with the Cowboys Young Guns. And here comes Cody McCura. ION United, he is on the rail. And Cody says, I on the front end if I can get by all these wagons.
But
right now
I know
he's
it.
Surrounded by the BP Canada Outriders. Into that third turn, Cowboy John Walters and the Brakeman Foundation not putting any brakes on yet. In fact, he's opened him up. Look at him fly between the turns. He's throwing dust in the face of Logan Gorst and RP's Industries. And here they come to the wire. John Walters southbound and down, headed to the wire with his wheels on fire. They're not going to catch him tonight. John Walters and the Brakeman Foundation clear the winner by a length.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's Friday. Every day have a good weekend. You know, do your weekend stuff, I guess. I don't know. Some people probably work on the weekend. That's how it goes sometimes. If you do, have good working. If you don't, have good not working. Controversial stuff, I know.